Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. July is National Watermelon Month, and that's one of the featured articles in our July Words on Wellness newsletter provided by our Extension Wellness team here at Iowa State University Extension. The article opens with a quote from Enrique Caruso, "You eat, you drink, you wash your face. Watermelon is a great fruit." No doubt watermelon is delightful. It's a sweet, low-calorie, fat-free food. It's also a good source of vitamins, including A, B6, and vitamin C. Vitamin A promotes good eyesight, B6 helps make antibodies and maintain blood sugar levels and nerve function, and vitamin C can help heal wounds. It's also a good source of potassium and magnesium, which help with muscle and heart function. Of course, as the name would indicate, it's 92% water, which makes it an excellent thirst quencher on those hot summer days, so it's no surprise that July is National Watermelon Month. Watermelon is also high in the substance lycopene, which reduces blood pressure and cancer risk and helps maintain healthy skin. So really, what's not to love about watermelon? Of course, everybody loves a good slice or bite of fresh watermelon at a summer picnic. If you're looking for different ways to enjoy it, you can dip it in yogurt, blend it into a slushy or smoothie for a sweet addition, and you can freeze and enjoy as a fruit popsicle. The Words on Wellness newsletter also has a recipe for avocado toast with watermelon, so you can check that out if that's something that you're interested in trying for a little summery flavor. On the back of the Words on Wellness newsletter are some tips about cutting and storing fresh fruit. It is important to cut and store watermelon and other fruit properly for quality and safety. Always begin by washing your hands before you deal with any type of food, but especially food such as watermelon that you're going to cut open, touch the part you're going to eat, and then put it away in the refrigerator and not do any cooking to kill bacteria before you eat it. You also want to wash the outside of the watermelon or other fruit using a vegetable brush and cool water. This will help remove any bacteria lingering on the outer surface of the fruit to avoid transferring that to the inside of the fruit, either via your hands or the outside of the rind when you are cutting. You may try cutting your melon in a variety of ways, but the easiest way to keep it steady, especially if you have a large watermelon, is to cut off the ends to provide a flat base. Place the knife where the white rind meets the red flesh and follow the curve of the fruit to cut off the rind. Cut the whole watermelon into discs, with the width of the discs being the same width you want the diced cubes to be. An inch by an inch is a nice size to store for many people. And then with the discs facing down or laying flat, cut the same strip in both directions, effectively making an inch by inch dice of the melon. There's also a video on the Spend Smart, Eat Smart Extension website on how to cut a watermelon. Cutting and preparing melon, a variety of recipes can be found on that website. Once it's cut, you want to store it at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or lower in the refrigerator to avoid growing any bacteria before you have a chance to enjoy that sweet summer treat. Want to also share with you the Words on Wellness feature on getting outdoors and moving. Iowa has more than 70 state parks, and Extension specialists encourage you to take a walk in the park. Iowa State Parks celebrated their centennial in 2020. Obviously, several activities were canceled or modified due to the pandemic, but the celebration is ongoing as the Iowa Department of Natural Resources still has the 20 walks in 2020 mapped routes online to help you explore 20 of Iowa's state parks through routes that are mapped and easily printed or downloaded. The routes are ideal whether you have one or a small group that you want to take on an exploration of a state park near you or travel to a more distant state park. You can also check out Iowa By Trail. That's an app that provides interactive maps for over 2,000 miles of trails throughout Iowa. You can use the app to find the closest trail to your current position or find other points of interest along your route if you happen to be traveling. The route will also pinpoint nearby highlights such as museums, natural resources, and local restaurants. In addition to walking and biking on the trails, there are many parks in Iowa where you can go horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, swimming, fishing, and camping. Again, you can check out the Iowa DNR website or the Iowa By Trail app, which is found at inhf.org, sponsored by the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. Of course, if you're looking something closer to home, don't want to forget to highlight many of the activities that we have going on here in Cass County. Cass County Conservation and the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board are both celebrating Parks Month with a variety of activities going on. You can find both of those online, or you can follow the Healthy Cass County Facebook page. They highlight many different activities going on across Cass County and feature wellness information from movement to mental health to nutrition and health. So a variety of information shared regularly on the Healthy Cass County Facebook page, and Extension is a partner locally in the Healthy Cass County Coalition. So if you're looking for something to do, the Healthy Cass County Facebook page is a great place to start. Of course, if you want to find more about the information on watermelon or state parks, I encourage you to check out the Words on Wellness newsletter. That's on the Cass County Extension website. You can find that under Recent News, and those newsletters are archived every month. All of the other upcoming events here in Cass County and resources shared on the Cass County Extension website, Facebook page, or of course you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. You can also check out the recently added Master Gardener Story Walks by following Extension or the ISU Master Gardeners on Facebook page. Those are across Cass County right now. And of course, you're always welcome to stop by our office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.